Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. Anything in your life can be changed. Amen. And this is kind of a precursor to what I'm going to bring next week. But 2 Kings 2:1 out of the New Living Translation, when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were traveling from Gilgal. Now, Elijah was a major prophet of the day, and he had spoken to many kings, and he had done many things. And then Elisha came as a understudy to Elijah. Amen. And he was with Elijah wherever Elijah went. Verse 2, and Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has told me to go to Bethel. But Elisha replied, as surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I will never leave you. I think of some of the people, they said, I'll never leave you to me. They're too Brutus when the knife came. I will never leave you. So they went down together to Bethel. You see, God will put a little test like that in your face. He's not going to bring you sickness or disaster or anything like that. But He wants to see, will you obey me and go where I ask you to go? Will you tell that person about Jesus like I told you to do? Will you get into a place of Acts 4:29 that you get courage? Lord, grant your servant that with a boldness I would speak your word and lay hands on the sick and they would recover in the name of Jesus. Will you obey God? You see, God's not out there to trip you up. He's out there to grow you. God wants you to be better. He loves where you're at now, believe me. But He knows you can be better. God is always on the move. See, anything that stays still becomes stagnant and it grows polywogs or whatever those things are called. Yeah. Is that correct? And so you don't want to be standing still. You want to be advancing. Put your hand on your heart and say, I am advancing in the kingdom of God by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so, verse 4, then Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has told me to go to Jericho this time. But Elisha replied again, as surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I will never leave you. So they went on together to Jericho. See, some of us need to get some tenacity. Verse 6, then Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, for the Lord now has told me to go to the Jordan River. But again, Elisha replied, as surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I will never leave you. So they went on together. And then verse 7 says, 50 men from the group of prophets also went and watched from a distance. And Elisha stopped beside the Jordan River. Elijah and Elisha stopped at the Jordan River, but the 50 others were standing afar off watching to see. It always reminds me, that scripture always reminds me of the 11 sat in the boat, but one got out. Amen. And the one that got out became quite a mighty warrior for God. And it's quite amazing how Elisha was tested 3 times. Stay here. And he said, no, stay here. No, stay here. No. And Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And then Jesus said, do you love me? 3 times. Yes. Do you love me? Yes. Do you love me? Yes. Take care of my sheep. Remember that? And so I always think of that when I get there. Verse 8, then Elijah folded his cloak together and struck the water with it, because the river was in front of them now. So he takes his cloak and he strikes the water, the river with it, and the river divided and the two of them went across on dry ground. Amen?
You need to hang around with people that believe. Hang around with people that say, we can do this. Hang around with people that say, there are no incurable diseases. Because if there's an incurable disease, you're saying God can't cure it. And we've seen hundreds, if not thousands, of people with incurable diseases in this church completely healed, right? Some of you are sitting here now. You know who you are. Amen. Hang around with people that believe in miracle signs and wonders. Hang around with people that believe that the power of the Holy Ghost, the greater one on the inside of me, is greater than the ones on the outside of me. You got to hang around with like-minded people. Amen. So that, you know, he says in 1 Corinthians 15:33, he says, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. In other words, you hang around with people that are going nowhere, not believing for any miracle signs and wonders, not ready for change, nothing. You'll be just corrupted like they will. And you'll be stagnant waters, polywogs. Amen? But if you hang around with people that say, hey, man, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, we'll start this business, we'll sow into the kingdom, whatever. Hang around with people that want to go forward. Even if they mess up, how many times have you messed up? Eventually, you'll make it up. And God raises a righteous person every time he falls. Amen. It's not over. It's never over. Put your hand on your heart. Say, nothing is over in my life. It's always alive in Christ. You see, you've got to speak to the dry bones. You know about the valley of the dry bones. You know all that stuff. But you need to get that attitude, that mental attitude, that I can do this and I can be better and I can accomplish. And this is what we're going to be teaching over the next month. I'm telling you, you need to get here. You need to get ready. You need to, I don't know, wear fatigues if you feel better in those. But we're going to war. Amen. All right. Now watch out. Verse 9, when they came to the other side, Elijah said to Elisha, tell me what I can do for you before I'm taken away. You see, when you stick to God, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things that you need, money, wife, husband, car, job, business, all those things will be added to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Elisha was seeking first the kingdom of God. He wasn't going to leave God behind. He wasn't going to let Elijah go in front. He said, no, it reminds me of Jacob. He wrestled with the angel. He wouldn't let him go. And the angel had to tap him on the side and says, morning now, let me go. He said, not until you bless me. And do you know that Jacob, who was deceiver, became the head of the 12 tribes of Israel? And do you know from that day on, he walked with a limp. He walked with a limp from that day on. Let me tell you what, when you've been in the presence of God and you won't let go, you'll be different. People will see different in you. Remember the 50 watching Elisha? They watched him cross the River Jordan on dry ground. Now watch what happens. He says, tell me what I can do for you before I'm taken away. God will bless you for your sticking and faithfulness. And Elisha replied, please let me inherit a double share or a double portion of your spirit and become your successor. I want your mantle. I recognize in you things that I'm desperate to help people and do for the kingdom. He wanted something. Think about Solomon. When God said to him, because of your dad, etc., you're the king now. Ask me what you will. Anything you want. You know what Solomon's answer was? I'll have some greenies. Give me gold. No. His answer was that you would give me wisdom so that I can lead your people. And God said to him, because you have asked that, you'll get the wisdom. He became the wisest man. You'll get the wisdom, but you're also going to be the wealthiest. You see, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his ways of doing things. And the blessings come to you. You don't have to chase the blessing. You don't have to chase healing. You don't have to chase money. Chase God. Remember Tommy Tenney wrote the book, God Chaser? What a brilliant book. You should all read it. It's probably 25 years old by now, but it's still relevant. Become a God chaser. Oh, I love it. Amen. So he says, you have asked a difficult thing in verse 10. Elijah replied, if you see me when I'm taken from you, then you will get your request. But not if not, then you won't. In other words, if you stay faithful, you stay hooked up, you stay looking, you don't get deviated, you don't let the devil take you off track. If you see me go, you'll get it. But if so many people, like, they get into church, they get saved, they get born again, and they turn their back and they walk away. Elisha had to watch right to completion. Amen. This is powerful stuff. Verse 11, as they were walking along and talking, suddenly a chariot of fire appeared, drawn by horses of fire. It drove between the two men, separating them, and Elijah was carried by a whirlwind into heaven. He didn't die. And remember, there's two prophets coming back. Who do you think they are? When Enoch, he didn't die. He was taken up same way. And Elijah. Moses did die because we know that God buried him. So the two prophets, I believe, because the Bible said it is appointed once to every man to die. Amen. Now, if we're still here when the rapture comes, in the twinkling of an eye, that's the way to go. Or fast asleep, right? But in the twinkling of an eye. And so Elijah was taken up, carried by a whirlwind into heaven. Verse 12, Elisha saw it and cried out, my father, my father. He didn't cry out, yay, throw your mantle down. You see, some people come after God because they want power. And when they start getting people healed, they start selling prayer cloths. Or you'll get a Rolls Royce if you give $1,000 today. If you give $5,000, your house will be paid off within three weeks. Elisha was not after that. He knew the spiritual covering. He knew the Father. He knew God. He knows that this thing is a covenant. Amen. And a covenant works two ways. Amen. Like, you all know about covenant. We're not going to go there. So watch this. Cried up, my father, my father, I see the chariots and charioteers of Israel. And as they disappeared from sight, Elisha tore his clothes in distress. Ugh. He tore his clothes off. There's a change coming. Remember blind Bartimaeus? That makes me think of blind Bartimaeus. I mean, really. Remember, he hears a noise, he's blind, he can't see, sitting there on the way to Jerusalem. He hears a big ruckus and he says, what, who, why, when, how? And they say to him, it's Jesus of Nazareth. He's going by. And he screams out, Jesus, Son of David, not Jesus God. Jesus, Son of David, invoking covenant. Three times they try to stop him, he shouted the louder. And then Jesus stopped. The creator of everything stopped in his tracks. Can you stop Jesus in his tracks? Can you get Jesus to turn around, lady with the issue of blood, and speak to you? Have you got that kind of, I'm going through with this. I don't care if they tell me I can't preach on a Sunday. I don't care if they tell me I have to social distance. I'll social distance, but I'll preach. Amen. Are you one of those that are saying, nothing's going to take me off my assignment? Yes. I have an assignment. Yes. I'm called, I'm approved, I'm appointed, and I'm anointed. You got to know that you're called, approved, appointed, and anointed. Oh, put your hand on your heart and say it. I'm called, I'm approved, I'm appointed, and I'm anointed.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danfoss, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 South.